right, welcome to another episode of the Success by Design podcast. As always, hey, have some great stuff for you today. We're talking about all things career. But first, I have a question for you. Hey, we are approaching, well, not approaching. We have a couple days left in January. So just a check-in moment from me to you. Hey, how's it going? Are you still, you know, looking at your goals daily? Did you give up on them? Hey, do you need to get back on track? What about those New Year's resolutions, right? It's so easy to blink and January is going to be gone. We're going to blink again and 2025 is going to come and gone. Hey, what are your goals this year? You know, just bringing some self-awareness to them because I want to help you achieve them, right? And here's what I know. If we give up, we definitely ain't achieving them. And number two, if we don't pay attention to them every single day, I assure you they will not happen. So, hey, here's your general reminder that if you put in the work, I assure you, you can obtain your goals in 2025. Got a great podcast episode for you today. But first, hey, we are approaching almost 30 offers already here at Executive Career Upgrades. So if you're looking for a new role, right, if you've been contemplating it, if you've been applying to jobs online, no one's been calling you back, do me a favor, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast, schedule a free career consultation with our team, and we'll show you exactly how we impacted the lives of over 500 directors, VPs, and executives last year by helping them find a job they love. All right, let's get into it. Hey, it's 2025. It is 2025 now. So in this episode, we're talking about how do I generate executive interviews in 2025? Let's get to it. First, I just want to say, hey, man, applicant tracking systems. I want to let you know, if no one's talked to you about this, that there's not one size fits all, right? I'm not a huge fan of applying for jobs. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but I'm just saying, if you are, there's these dreaded applicant tracking systems. Now, here's some things to know about them. Every company has a different one. So I know there's many, you know, resumes writers out there that guarantee that, you know, this is going to happen and that's going to happen and we're going to put the perfect keywords on your resume. From me to you, that's not a real thing, okay? Everyone uses different applicant tracking systems with different criteria across every single company. So it is impossible, actually, to use a resume that's clearly optimized for every single position and know every single thing about every single applicant tracking system out there. We know that's a losing formula. And you're watching this podcast or listening to it while you're driving right now because you know, if job boards work, you probably wouldn't be listening to this podcast about how to generate interviews, right? So it's very unlikely you're going to click apply and someone's going to call you. Because again, here's why if someone hasn't told you. It is very competitive at your level. Everyone has already paid a resume writer. And then it goes to a recruiter. So imagine you are a recruiter who's kind of junior and you're looking at 200 resumes that were all written by resume writers with people just like you that have good careers and good education. Well, now what? You could see that recruiters have, you know, a difficult job. So, hey, let's break down the steps of how to generate interviews. Number one, hey, we're going to talk about two really quick. I'm assuming you already know what you're targeting. This is very important. People come to us late in their career wanting to target six things. They're not going to be effective, right? We need one goal and one clarity of the role that we're targeting. If we're trying to do a bunch of different things, it's become overwhelming and you can't have multiple messages. So my best advice, I know you software guys, you technology gals, right? You need to be focused on one thing. Trust me, don't have time to go into detail of that today. But number one, I'm assuming you're already clear on your next role and you know what value you're gonna provide. Number two, I'm already assuming that your resume and LinkedIn's already optimized, right? When I say optimized, hey, it has your accomplishments and achievements relative to what you're targeting. Don't overthink this. As long as it has the teams you've led, the budgets you've done, the positive change that you've implemented, the cost savings initiatives, hey, it is good enough, I assure you. All right, number three, let's get into generating interviews now. Okay, the best way to generate interviews. It's 2025. We have AI. We have generative AI coming out soon. It's going to transform probably how we even look for jobs. But for now, I can tell you here at ECU for the past couple of years, we have been using automated systems. If you are not using automated systems in your job search, you are behind the curve. You're behind the curve. So I would highly look into, there's some automated systems we use here. You can email me at tim@execupgrades.com, but you need automated systems. Because the name of the game is, every single day, let me give you an example on LinkedIn. Your job is to get as many people to your profile as you can. So how do we do that? Hey, maybe some external systems, maybe creating LinkedIn content, various ways. But your number one problem right now, follow me. Your number one problem is not enough people know you. And the people that do know you might not even know you're in a job search. I see all these people on LinkedIn. They make one post. They change their banner, right? Open to work. Hey, can anyone help me with referrals? And then they never say anything ever again. Probably not the most effective strategy. Okay. So what I want you to do to generate some of these hidden opportunities is make a company list. If you don't want to use automated systems at this time, that's okay. But build a list of 100 people or 100 organizations. We have to, and I get it, you're an executive, you're used to having 15 assistants. No one can help you in this arena, right? Because no one knows your career and what you're targeting better than you, not even a career coach, right? So with that being said, we need to know what types of companies would you be targeting? I'm just going to make an example. Mid-market, mid-headcount tech companies. Great, right? They're all available on LinkedIn. It's easy to search those. It's easy to search by revenue, by headcount, and these different things. So build a list of what are mid-market companies that you want to target. Use an Excel spreadsheet if you don't want to use automated systems. Then number two, who is likely the person who's going to hire you at that company? Maybe it's the VP of marketing. We have to target the VPs of marketing at the tech companies and get a hold of them. One way to simply do that is to send a message saying, hey, Alex, thought it made sense to connect as I'm looking for my next opportunity. And then something about marketing. Hey, over the past 20 years, I've done this, this, and this, right? Does it make sense for us to have a conversation? Okay, now I get it. We're so used to applying online, but remember, we know that doesn't work, okay? I know that mid-size and large companies, they're always looking for great talent. And think about all the things that are happening. They're exploring different verticals. They're developing new products that they haven't talked about. They're firing people that are underperformers. People are retiring and so many other things. So doing an approach like this, just targeting people that are apt to hire you in said companies that you're targeting, is likely a really good strategy, okay? It's how actually 50% of the professionals were placed last year. But to do this, right? We have to know what we're targeting. We have to have a good online brand highlighting our accomplishments and achievements, hopefully a couple recommendations, and we need to be active on LinkedIn with posting, okay? Again, our job every day is to market our product, right? If you're a marketer, you know this. Every single day, if you're working for a business, what are you doing? You're writing ads, you're promoting different things, you're letting the world know what you do. But when we're in a job search and we're a very valuable product, we don't promote ourselves. We expect other people to do that. It's kind of strange, right? So again, remember, the biggest problem, you know, people don't know is they don't know you and they don't know you're in a search and they don't know what value you can provide. So let's transition to LinkedIn content. If we can connect with those people and then over time develop content, maybe I'm a sales leader. I want to talk about building sales teams, working with SDRs, how to build them up, holding people accountable, how I've increased sales, how I've implemented. I want to talk about sales, okay? And the value that I've done in the organization. The people that you're connecting with that are in those levels, if you will, it's going to resonate with them. Organic Marketing Strategy 101. This is actually the same way that almost every single person starts their business. Because what do? They have a product and no one knows them, right? LinkedIn is a phenomenal tool. So what we need to do is we need to get as many people to our profile every single day, okay? So here's what I want you to do. Build a list, who would likely hire you, connect with those people, develop LinkedIn content, super important. Just like that, a lot of people want to be found by recruiters and executive search firms. Well, how do you do that? Same strategy. Me particularly, I would want to be connecting with the decision makers every single day. But if you want to get connected to a lot of recruiters and a lot of executive search firms, you can use the same strategy. But remember, people are busy. It's very unlikely you're going to click connect with someone and they're going to say, Alex, thank you so much for coming here. I have a dream job for you that pays $400K. That's likely not going to happen. how it's likely going to happen is you're going to connect with people now, and then as you develop content on LinkedIn about your true value that you can bring an organization, right, that's when things are going to click. That's when people are going to start to notice you. Because remember, before people buy a product, most of the time, they have to like, know, and trust that organization. So why do you think that'd be any different for you, right? They need to learn how to like you, know you, and ultimately trust your expertise. And once you do that, you'll likely be, you know, approached by them. So remember, create LinkedIn content and build lists of people that are apt to potentially hire you or help you get hired. Now, existing network. I've had, you know, I was on with the client who's a high-level exec who's worked with, man, just lots of phenomenal organizations and people throughout the years, okay? And I told him a story about 2 years ago. I worked with someone named Gary. Gary was a chief revenue officer that said, you know, hey, Tim, I've already contacted everyone in my network, right? I've already asked them for help, and they couldn't help me. Yet 60 days later, he received three offers that were $100,000 more than the last organization paid him from networking, right? So here's what most people do when they approach this networking thing. Hey, Alex, do you know anyone who's hiring? Can you help me? I know I haven't talked to you in 3 years. That's what happens most of the time, okay? Here's how to network in 2025, okay? You need to reestablish rapport with these people. And these are your best methods. Look, direct outreach, using automated systems as I mentioned before, creating LinkedIn content, and reactivating your network. I assure you, follow me for a sec. If you've been in the marketplace 20 years, there is someone in your network right now that has a position for you. I guarantee it, multiple positions. But most people don't know how to capitalize on those opportunities. When you're reconnecting and reactivating your old network, hey, start off with a call just to check in and see how things have been going. Most people, you know, because the reason I bring this up is I just talked to an executive 2 weeks ago, and he said, yeah, Tim, I actually messaged 100 people in my network 6 months ago, and I messaged all of them, and no one said they could help me. And I'm like, yeah, that's really weird. You would just say, like, can you help me? Can you help me? Can you help me? How do we get value from people? We give value first. So instead of that, reconnect with them. Hey, Alex, how have you been? How's the family? Hey, I noticed, you know, I was remembering we worked on that project at Microsoft. I see you're at IBM now. How are things going? How's the department? You want to make the conversation mainly about them and then ask at the end, right? If they can refer you to someone, if there's any openings at IBM, et cetera, right? So, hey, there's a couple... And while I said I'm not a fan of applying for jobs online, right? If I was going to, I would use the LinkedIn Easy Apply, okay? Because I can click, they have my information. I don't have to fill out a 45-minute thing on a company website. It's quick, they got my information. But then I was always reach out directly to the hiring manager. So say I filled that out, I would directly reach out to the hiring manager with the note of, hey, Alex, I saw you were hiring for a technology executive. Again, over the past 20 years, I've done this. Does it make sense to connect? These are how you generate interviews in 2025. You have to use AI. You have to become known on LinkedIn. And you have to stay in consistent communication with your network. If you don't do this and you fumble through and get a job this time, it's only going to be harder next time. So I highly recommend you take the time to figure out how to use automated systems, how to create content on LinkedIn, and a strategy for how to stay connected to your network. These are going to be the opportunities for you in the future. And here's the good news. Regardless of anything changes in the job market or the way we get jobs, here's what I know. People are always going to be able to help you obtain a job. So you want to always leverage your community and stay connected to them. And number two, regardless of where technology takes us, you're still always going to have to be able to get in front of people that can actually hire you, figure out how to get in front of them, what to say, and how to manage that conversation. Regardless of tech, AI, regardless the changes in the marketplace, whatever could happen, these are always going to be vital skills that you need to take the time to develop right now. Mindset. You have to do these strategies every single day you're in a job search. This is where most people struggle too. It's kind of like working out. If I stay consistent with working out every single day for 30 days, I'm probably gonna be getting some noticeable gains. But if I continually skip days, continually have cheat meals, I might make a little progress, but probably not as good as I probably could, right? That brings me to another story. Someone got hired like 2 weeks ago. We have a couple different strategies that we use here at Exec Upgrades, right? For literally 35 days, he did the same strategy, didn't get any results for this specific strategy. On day 35, it led him to an opportunity, and he converted that interview into an offer, and he was placed inside 60 days. I say that because, you know, your life and your job search is not Amazon Prime. You can't do something once or twice and get that immediate, instant gratification, okay? It takes hard work to land executive roles. So remember, put in the work, right? Because how do we get results? Learned this from Brian Tracy recently. We need to have an understanding and a plan. But then number two, we have to have the effort. And if we have the understanding and we multiply it by the effort, we're going to get the results. But if we have the understanding and we rarely implement it, right, the effort, what results do you think we're going to get? Hardly any. So look, in 2025, make it a mental note, make it a goal that this is your year to get known as a VP of IT, as a disruptor in the tech space, the product space, the supply chain space, okay? LinkedIn's a phenomenal way to do that, to connect with decision makers, connect with executive search firms, become known, talk about what your perceived value, what you can bring to the organization, and leveraging your network, okay? These are the strategies that we're gonna do in ECU to get people hired in 2025. We're not gonna rely on those online job postings. So, what is your strategy moving forward? How can you accelerate your search? Are you gonna be in a search this year? If you're serious about landing a new role and you need some handholding and some additional guidance, do me a favor, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. Until next week, have a great day, everyone.